Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're grateful that the Lord has brought us here for such a time as this. Today is Thursday. It is the 29th day of July 2020. So God is good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. We had a little glitch this morning where this thing, we didn't get it set up until late, so we're glad that we're here, and we're going to go ahead and allow Apostle Horsley to facilitate today. Thank you for calling this morning to let me know what was going on. Mic's open.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We're here under the teaching and the tutelage of our Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I believe it is the 28th day of July. Hallelujah to God this month. Huh? 29? Oh, excuse me, 29. Thanks. Right there, July. It's going by fast, and I think. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad that you're here and that you're in queue. Hallelujah to God. And these are live broadcasters. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God that we're able to do so in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. We can start with it. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I came running when they said unto me, I came running when they said unto me, I came running when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Why don't you rise, shine, and give God the glory? Rise, shine, give God the glory, glory, rise, shine, give God the glory, we're soldiers of the cross. Why don't you rise, shine, give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, we're soldiers of the cross. Oh, do you think I'll make a soldier? Do you think that I make a soldier, soldier? Do you think that I'll make a soldier of the cross? Oh, every round goes higher and higher. Every round goes higher and higher, higher. Every round goes higher and higher. We're soldiers of the cross. Oh, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing up Jacob's ladder, ladder. We are climbing up Jacob's ladder. We're soldiers of the cross. Oh, every round goes higher and higher. Every round goes higher and higher, higher. Every round goes higher and higher. We're soldiers of the cross. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed, took the time to pray. Somebody prayed for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Prayer, prayer, deliverance, family, the circle of friends. Hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. And I'm thankful to be here on the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance with the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. Glad to be with the circle of friends in this hour of power of prayer. We thank God for this Wednesday morning. Hallelujah to God. We thank God because this is time when we call him. We want to thank you, Pastor Darling, for opening the line and just having everything ready here. We thank you very much in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. It's work, hallelujah to God, to get the broadcast ready and everything. Hallelujah to God. But I called the radio station this morning, and we dialed in, and it said nothing scheduled. I said, well, there's either something up. I have to call and see what's going on. I don't think it's strange, but, you know, I think about the people that are there, hallelujah to God, and the work that we have before the Lord, hallelujah to God. God knows, you see, he cares. I thank God for it. So even the things just come up, it seems like now, saints of God, that things are just sort of out of sort right now. It could be even something in the ear, strange sort thing. Could be just something in the ear, the way that things are going. Hallelujah to God. We're going to get to the service today. Hallelujah to God. I want to thank each and everyone that contributed to the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. And have sent no gifts and expression of love to send over to Zimbabwe. Hallelujah to God. And we just thank you very much. Hallelujah to God. I'm so glad to be a part of the service. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Need to just worship and praise God today, and we're going to move right there, hallelujah to God, because it'd be busy from one day to the other, hallelujah to God. They even changed the schedule. Someone said they called up now, they start wanting us to come in at 5 o'clock in the morning, not to be at work, hallelujah to God, and things are just moving in a different direction. Just want your heart to be encouraged. Peter said, think it not strange, these fiery trials, as though something strange had happened to you. Hallelujah to God. So we thank God and we bless God in the name of Jesus. We'll get started with the prayer this morning. I just thank God. Hallelujah to God. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Thank you, God. And we want you to, the lines are open. We're going to praise God in a minute, but we want you to stretch out to God, hallelujah to God, and believe God for all things, because there's a number of things that need to be prayed for, hallelujah to God. And we just thank God for that, hallelujah to God. So, Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come, Lord God. We pray for the broadcast, O Lord God. We pray for the people that are here, Lord God, those that are in queue, O Lord God. We hold up the pastor, the evangelist, the grandmother, the woman with many hats, Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, as well as the wife, O Lord God. They wear many hats, O Lord God, a lot of things to do, O Lord God. And these are times, O Lord God, look like they are pressing in on us, O Lord God, that we have to just prove to the world, Lord God, that we're saved and that we're truly saved. And we have to stand, O Lord God, during this time, O Lord God. Even though, Lord God, this time comes, O Lord God, and things just won't stop, O Lord God. It reminds you of more or less movies, Lord God, that we have seen, O Lord God, at end times, O Lord God, and movies that and news clippings that we have seen, O Lord God, and other places other than the United States, O Lord God, over in the Middle East, the Far East, and other countries, O Lord God, and things going on, and AMLAM's going, O Lord God, and things are burning, and people are dying, and riots going on, O Lord God, but it looks like it's here, Lord God, at this, on the very soils of this United States of America, Lord God. So, Lord God, we have to pray for this United States of America, Lord God, and the things now, Lord God, that you would give restitution right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, the people, oh Lord God, the churches, a lot of them are down, oh Lord God, and the memberships are down, oh Lord God, and the people have not places to go, oh Lord, and some make it to live screaming, oh Lord God, but it's too much left, oh Lord God, left unattended to right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we need a special touch from you, Lord God, today in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we may continue to go forth in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. The prayer requests are coming in, oh Lord God, and things are just happening, oh Lord God, and people are calling, oh Lord God, the people of God, the saints of God, oh Lord God, and they're calling, oh Lord God, with not just small things, oh Lord God, had not one call for someone that needed to borrow a few dollars, oh Lord God, but their attention needed to be given, oh Lord God, to prayer requests and the thoughts and the matter of their hearts, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Lord God, I will ask that you would move, oh Lord God, in a special way on this Wednesday morning, oh Lord God. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord God, for the people that participated on yesterday, Lord God. It was a very strong and a very moving time, oh Lord God, in the prayer line, oh Lord God, and I heard the prayer line, Lord God, and there were people that just had the opportunity, oh Lord God, to just pray through, oh Lord God, and get to that place, oh Lord God, where yokes were being broken, oh Lord God, and spirits were being lifted, oh Lord God, and then, Lord God, as it went through, Lord God, and power and demonstration, oh Lord God, and the hour of power of prayer, Lord God, and everyone that participated, oh Lord God, and those that were listening, oh Lord God, could just feel the blessing and the anointing of God just surging through the line, oh Lord God, and in the name of Jesus, God, and we just thank you for the opportunity, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. It's so meaningful, Lord, to meaningful to us, oh Lord God. Lord God, it helps us to grow, oh Lord God. It helps us to be there, Lord God. It helps us to shake off the cobwebs, oh Lord God, and to shake off the things and the depressions that we go through, Lord God, and things that come upon us in the days, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as it goes into the evening hours, oh Lord God, and into the dinner hour, oh Lord God, and Lord God, as we go through the night, oh Lord God, meditating and praying on you, oh Lord God, and worshiping you, oh Lord God. God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And things come up, oh Lord God, to take instant prayer, Lord God, all times of the night, oh Lord God. Not sleeping very much at night these days, oh Lord God, because there's unrest, oh Lord God, civil unrest, oh Lord God, in the country, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. It's time for us, oh Lord God, to continue in prayer, Lord God, as you advise the man out to always pray and not faint, oh Lord God. So we come to you, Lord God, presenting, Lord God, ourselves to you, Lord God, holy and acceptable, Lord God, which is our reasonable service, oh Lord God. We came to this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, just to tell you thank you, Lord God, for keeping us another day, oh Lord God. Lord God, as I think of you, Lord God, we're still here, Lord God, and we're still safe, oh Lord God. Hallelujah to God, and we just thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the much healing that you're doing, oh Lord God, and the much deliverance, oh Lord God, that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we are in the thick of the battle, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, it's so good to be saved at this time, oh Lord God. It's so wonderful, Lord God, to have a God that we could come to, oh Lord God, that we could just worship you and praise you, Lord God, and slip behind the veil, oh Lord God, and slip right out of the situation that we're in, oh Lord God, and the pressure that we're under, oh Lord God, and we could come to worship you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit this morning, God, and you're moving by your power, Lord God. We break the bands of heaviness, oh Lord God. We break the powers of which principalities, oh Lord God, the unfruitful works of darkness, oh Lord God. We bind it and cast it out into the abyss in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, and moving by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we have a yet praise, oh Lord God, for you, Lord God. We have yet worship, oh Lord God, and fellowship, oh Lord God. Lord God, things are changing, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And things sometimes get confusing, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we have a word from you, Lord God, that we would hold fast to that which we have until you come, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We will not bury our talent in the ground, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we will work what you have given us to work with, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Realizing, oh Lord God, that you have placed every member in the body, oh Lord God, as if please you, O Lord God, with purpose, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power, of prayer today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch, heal, deliver, set free, Lord God, save the unsaved soul, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, continuously, O Lord God, to break addictions, O Lord God, continue to break, O Lord God, curses, O Lord God, and generational curses, O Lord God, and addictions, O Lord God, to substance control, substance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray against the cartel, O Lord God, those that would do evil, O Lord God, and those that traffic drugs, O Lord God, and those that traffic people, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for our children, O Lord God, that they would be safe, O Lord God, that you would protect, O Lord God. Lord, God, we pray against the pandemic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, the clock is winding down, O Lord God, and they're going to open up the schools, O Lord God, and we have precious one that we love, O Lord God, our offspring, O Lord God, our grandchildren, O Lord God. Lord God, not everyone's able to homeschool, O Lord God, although it seems like that is the option to homeschool, O Lord God. We thank you for those that are able, O Lord God, but there are numbers and scores of people, O Lord God, that just have to go back out to work, O Lord God, and have to maintain the family, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we're faced with a situation, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, according to the scripture this week, O Lord God, that you're going to hold our hand, O Lord God, and you're going to eat close out in you'll see us, bring us through this able cove, Rasan Nanakaya Sagada, hallelujah, go, Karaya Sagada, you're faithful and true, no, Lord God, you'll see, God, as we open the line, Nanakaya Sagada. God, you're going to pour in the strength, O Lord God, by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O God, individually and collectively, O Lord God, even though those that go to the archives, O Lord God, after the broadcast has ended this morning, O Lord God, and let there be in a special anointed there, God, in the name of Jesus, God, strengthen everybody, O Lord God. Lord God, touch, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, drive out the illness, the sickness, O Lord God. The aches, the pain, the back aches, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we're not going to come down off the wall, O Lord God, because you have placed us, O Lord God, to be the watchmen of the walls, O Lord God. You have placed us in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, just, O Lord God, to send that anointing, O Lord God, from various parts, O Lord God, from the people that are tuned in, O Lord God, various parts of the air, Lord God, that this anointing, O Lord God, would go coast to coast and around the world, O Lord God, the prayers, O Lord God, to reach heaven, O Lord God, the healing, deliverance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, a special prayer request, O Lord God, for those who have loved ones, O Lord God, that are in hospitals, mental institutions, O Lord God, those that are incarcerated, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, this pandemic, O Lord God, has affected the whole world, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, realizing, O Lord God, that there's something that's being done, O Lord God, that's not pleasing in your sight, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, so we come, O Lord God, presenting ourselves, O Lord God, to you, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, asking forgiveness of sins of omission, sins of commission, O Lord God, anything that we have, might have done, O Lord God, if we have caused anyone to stumble along the way, God, we ask, O Lord God, that you forgive, O Lord God, and forgive us, O Lord God, and renew, Lord God, in us, O Lord God, the right spirit, O Lord God, that you would show us the way, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, because the hope of our heart, O Lord God, is to love you, Lord God, and to work by the touch of your hand and by the of your spirit, O Lord God, that our prayers are included, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the governance system of this United States, O Lord God, and the world, O Lord God. There's a way that seemed right on the man, O Lord God, but the end thereof is destruction, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we come to praise you, Lord God. Hey, Koshatanakayasi, Lord God. We thank you for loving us, O Lord God. We thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind, O Lord God. Starting us on the way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we hear, Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for the scripture of the week. It's in Deuteronomy, Isaiah, thank you, Lord Jesus, that 41, verse 9 and 10, Lord God. We thank you for it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the promise of your word. Praying that everyone has read it, hallelujah to God, and everyone has read the whole chapter. how God has promised to protect us and how to bring us out, hallelujah, how to safely take us by the hand, oh Lord God. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In the name, oh Lord God, that name that is above every name, oh Lord God. Every bow, Lord God, every tongue shall confess, oh Lord God, that you are Lord. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Father, we thank you, Lord God. The lines are open, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. We're going to get your name. We want to hold up Jazzy. I remember Minister Belinda calling, hallelujah to God, and we're going to hold a Jazzy up and pray, and everyone who has children, oh Lord God, and loved ones that has special need, we want to hold them up in prayer today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. We want to hold up the children and things that are going on, hallelujah to God, in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to go into prayer. I want to say something, hallelujah to God, that came to mind. It has to do with the time that we're in, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's something very unusual going on that is catching our attention, hallelujah to God. Things are just happening in an unusual way. You have to be able to discern the time now. Hallelujah, God. God has shortened the time for the elect's sake. Thank you, Lord God. The scripture of the week is in Deuteronomy. It's in Isaiah. Hallelujah, 41. It says, "Whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and have called from the chief men, therefore, and said unto thee, thou art my servant," hallelujah, I have chosen thee, and have not cast thee away, for I lost these last year. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Thus says the Lord." I want to thank God for the word. And it seems like God has blessed us, and that your discernment should be heightened at this time. It seemed like on yesterday, where I work at, I had passed by the store. You have to be aware. I know for the last 2 days I wanted to go by the store. It's a regular store with the people hanging out on the corners and stuff. And I wanted to go by the store, and I knew that there's some places that you just get that feeling that you just don't want to go in there because of things that are going on. So as this went on, I said I was going to go there. I was going to get some juice to put inside my thermos, and then the mind just keep changing. I didn't go. Yesterday, as I passed by the store, I looked at the store. And I guess it's just like the pastor, as you see things and think God gives her things, and we've been in ministry so long doing this here. I seen that something that happened in the store, but nothing happened as of yet. So I said, "Well, I'm not going to go there," but I looked twice at the store. And then I went on to the port. I said, "Well, there's something going on there. Nothing went on there." When I came back about an hour or so later from the port, it was a crime community that was taped all around the area. Couldn't get in there. I just threw the whole day off. I said, "Lord, we don't know what happened, oh Lord God, but we prayed. Don't know what happened." But God gives you that spirit of discernment that you would pray. Things go on all day long. Hallelujah to God. It's time to pray. time to consecrate, time to keep yourself lifted up there in the name of Jesus. And we prayed, couldn't get in, was supposed to get over early, but we wound up being late because of this situation that took place at it, a crime that it was committed. Sometimes the phone rings, people need prayer, hallelujah to God. And sometimes you be in the middle of the work day and someone calls up and say that someone just passed in their family and they be wanting prayer, so we have to pray. But the lines are open, hallelujah to God. I just want to put that out there. We're going to get your names and we're going to go up in prayer. Matter of fact, I want to go to Pastor Darlene and see if she had any other special prayer requests, hallelujah to God, and we're going to move right along in this hour of power of prayer, hallelujah to God. Amen.
Good morning, Apostle, and everyone who's here. We appreciate you being here today. And as you were praying about the children going back to school, I just want to keep the children in prayer. That's one of the main things that we want to pray about today, is keep those kids, the teachers that are in the kids, the administrators, and, you know, we don't know the right decisions many times when it comes to things like this. So we just want to pray for wisdom for all these school systems around the country and around the world, because there are children going to school in other places. But that's the thing that is on my heart, that we pray for that. And then Sister Jazzy, we want to keep her in prayer. And just, you know, thanking God. We want to keep the praises in our mouths because God is so good. We want to keep those praises going because God is doing so many wonderful things. No matter what we see with our eyes, in the spirit realm, things are done. And that's what we have to trust God to continue to do those things that need to be done for all of us. Amen. And then we also had our Pastor Pam, who has some kind of something going on with her mouth. So we want to pray, keep her in prayer too. So I did send it out and maybe you didn't get it. So Pastor Pam, praying for her mouth, that her mouth will be healed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Whatever we hold of Pastor Pam and Miss Jazzy. And we want to get your names, and then we're going to go right into prayer and worship. Hallelujah to God. And if you're able to pray, hallelujah to God.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. I just want to tell you thank you. Some mornings I don't get on, but God has been so mighty and powerful to each and every one of us on this prayer line. And to this whole world, when you look at the news, this thing is hitting everywhere, every country people never heard of. But as we rise up early in the morning and not listen, sometimes I'm silent. I just want to thank you all for coming together, because when we prayer is powerful. All the testimonies, all the prayer requests. Yesterday, I can't even explain what's going on with my granddaughter Chelsea, expecting a baby in September, maybe the end of August. She's living in a situation with Johnny, and that house has one door in and one door out. And hey, with me.
Hey, man, having a little trouble with the line there.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, yesterday when she called me, I mean, it's nothing but God, because she called me, my niece called me, and sometimes our family, we look out for each other. We try to, because as I hear Pastor Darlene talk, my mom had 9 boys and 2 girls, too. 3 are gone, but we still try to stick together, nieces, nephews, everybody. Chelsea called yesterday. She has a place to go, a place. She's going to be sharing it with someone, but she has a nice area to live in so that she could live there and raise her baby. And I just want to thank God for, you know, all the prayers on this prayer line. She'll be moving out August the 1st. So I'm just thanking God for every prayer and Jazzy's in quarantine. You know, I just thank you all for praying. Just thank you for the prayer. Thank you for lifting everybody up.
Amen. Amen. So we thank you and we give God praise for that, because God is moving by His Spirit and
yes, He is
moving by His power. So God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we praise you. Hallelujah. We have someone else that have want to give your name. Have a prayer request, because we want to go before the Lord, because we need to. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for what He's doing, that He continuously do it. Hallelujah to God. Someone else. Hallelujah to God.
Good morning. Good morning. I
would
never be on Wednesday, but I would be with you. Please keep me, Sister Helen, pray. Keep me in prayer, mm-hmm. and I pray for your team. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. Good morning, everyone. I have a private
question.
As y'all say, the children are going back to school. Some of them are not. They'll be doing schooling from home. So let's pray for those that will be having school from home also, as well as those that are going back to school in the building. And let's pray that we get another stimulus check.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you. But we want to go up and worship and praise the Lord. Is there, Pastor Darling, you had some very nice, some nice people. They couldn't call their name. That was prayer boy. Is there enough people there to let them do the individual prayer this morning?
Okay. I don't know if you're going to do the praise first and then see how much time we have, and then I'll know how many people to ask. How do you want to do that?
Okay. I enjoy both of them. I'm excited about both ideas. let's worship and praise and see. let's go into worship now for a few minutes. Then we see who's left. I was excited about both of them. Hallelujah to God. Let's take a few minutes to praise the Lord. Let's worship, pray, and the prayer request. Then we have the individuals come and pray, because it was so beautiful yesterday. Hallelujah to God. So
hallelujah.
I'm excited about both of them.
God, you're perfect,
amen.
Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Good morning.
Hallelujah, we're going to pray that. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, oh Lord God. Prayer request, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your young Miss Jazzy, oh Lord God, in the prayer request, oh Lord God. The children that are homeschooling, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you and we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your Spirit, oh Lord God. God, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God. In the name, oh Lord God, that's above every name, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you're moving, God, by your Spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, Lord God, that you will cover every prayer request, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. This minister, Sonia, God, in the name of Jesus, the mother, the father, dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and families, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we give you hallelujah, the honor, the glory, the praise, God, deserves, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and telling the Lord God, and spoke to you, oh Lord God, believing you, Lord God, for the best, oh Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Happy God, in the name of Jesus. God, moving by your Spirit, oh Lord God, by your power, Lord God, and so many requests here, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for fathers and husbands, oh Lord God, and young men's God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and children, oh Lord God, Lord God. Thank you, God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, you're moving by your Spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We came there, Lord God, right here, Lord God, to thank you, Lord God, and to worship you and to praise you, Lord God. Lord God, praying for the wife, oh Lord God, that you bless you and keep, oh Lord God, that you heal our body, oh Lord God. God. They can touch, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bend for the Son, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We call out Marvel. We call out Rodney. We call out Tyron, oh Lord God. Anthony and Jamala, Lord God. Ellis and Judy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you bless the day, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh God, you know, oh Lord God, every prayer request, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless this time, oh Lord God, as we worship you and praise you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as we thank you in the healing, oh God, in appreciation, oh Lord God, the admiration, oh Lord God, and thank you, oh Lord God, for what you're doing right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we bless your name today, oh Lord God, we praise your name, oh Lord God, and we worship you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for hearing our cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Baby, Rasanaki, Shabe, Oyasanaka, God, Araka, Yosia, Baba Kanyasa, Abel, Rasanaki, Abel, Yosia, Araka, Yosia, Babo, Yosia, God, Araka, Yosia, God, Abel, Sida, Araka, Yosia, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. God. In the name that's above every name. Jesus' mighty name, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. And we praise you, God. Thank you, Lord God. May you do it for the night, God, but joy commences in the morning. So we thank you, God. And we praise you, God. In Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing, oh Lord God. Thank you for how you're doing it, oh Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. We bless your name, oh Lord God. And we praise your name. Say hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Amen. 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 So we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Amen. And amen again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. At this time, hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to shift and let Pastor Darlene, we want to get some individual prayers. Hallelujah to God. There were some real people praying. Amen. On yesterday, so we're going to take this time and see who's there on the line that you would have. And let the prayer is strengthened there. Hallelujah. Amen.
Right, well, praise.
Amen.
Praise us.
Amen. Yes.
You know,
go ahead, Pastor.
God is in the midst of the prayer. And so what we're going to see if our evangelist Janice, are you available to pray?
Yes.
Okay, and then our sister Mary, are you available to pray?
Yes.
Okay, and then sister Marie, are you available to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if we could pray in that order, our evangelist Janice, Mary, and Marie, we'll probably get to the top of the hour by then. Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If you withdraw yourself from me, oh, wherever should I go? Giving honor to you, Lord, who can destroy both body and soul. Lord, it's a blessing to be among the living, and it's a blessing to be on this prayer line. I decree and declare the Jabez prayer for everyone on this line, that you will bless them indeed and enlarge their territories, that their hands will be upon you, and that you will keep them from evil, that it may not cause any pain. Just as you did Jabez, Heavenly Father, I pray that you will do it for everyone on this line. I pray for children today all over the world, Heavenly Father. I pray for salvation for our unsaved loved ones. I pray for the moderator that run this line. I pray for Pastor Horsley that help run this line. Lord, I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. Because besides you, Lord, I don't know what to do. It's your goodness and your grace and your mercy that keep on keeping me. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you. I pray for the Gilbert family. I pray for the Jackson family. I pray for my sister-in-law that's in the hospital with the virus, Heavenly Father. Have mercy, I pray thee, Heavenly Father. Only you can and only you will. I pray for my brother-in-law, Herman. I cast my cares upon you because you care for him as well as you care. I pray for Uncle Stanley today, Heavenly Father. I pray for Jerry. I pray that you strengthen my children where they weak and build them up where they're torn down, Heavenly Father. Grandmother was 92 years old, Heavenly Father. She was a woman that had her self together, and she loved the Lord, and she loved people. But, Lord, every time someone died, there always be some kind of confusion. Heavenly Father, I cast my cares upon you because you care. So I bring this prayer before you, Heavenly Father, praying that you will touch Herman in the mighty way, Heavenly Father. Touch him right now. Right now, wherever he may be. Port St. Lucie or wherever he at, touch his heart and touch his mind today, Heavenly Father. Strengthen Uncle Stanley, Lord. I had a long talk with him last night about some things. He didn't even go to his mother's funeral. Have mercy, I pray thee. Have mercy, Lord. I give you the honor, give you the praise and the glory. I tear down every kind of confusion that causes problems in people's lives today. Only you can and only you will fix this situation today, Lord. Oh, I thank you today. I thank you for looking beyond my fault, finding my needs. I pray for the homes today. Everyone that has their homes today, I pray right now, Lord, the ones that need to pay their house off, Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will pay their mortgage right now, that you will cast out anything that's not like you in their homes, Heavenly Father, the ones that's homeless today, Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will find them a place in darkness right now. Nobody knows what people go through, but we should have compassion for God's people because only God has compassion for us. So we should have compassion for other, Heavenly Father. I don't say bend over backwards and do things for people who don't care, but have mercy, I pray thee today, Lord. Only you can and only you will today, Heavenly Father. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory today, Heavenly Father. I'm trusting in you for everything I need, Heavenly Father. I'm trusting in your will and your way right now in the name of Jesus. I bring my mother before you. Have mercy, I pray thee today, Lord. Anything in that house is not like you, Heavenly Father. I pray that you clean it up today, Heavenly Father. Nikki, Shay, India, Dwayne, have mercy, I pray thee. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Young people don't understand, Lord. They're going around establishing their own righteousness instead of the righteousness of God. Disobedient children, back in the name of Jesus. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory, Lord, that you're turning things around, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, my desire is, while Reggie up there in Jacksonville, I desire that one day he will meet Pastor Horsley and they will be able to pray. I call on your name right now in the name of Jesus. I had a talk with him. I told him about him. But I need him to meet him, for he can come to his house one day, and you can make it possible, Lord. You can make that happen. Only you can and only you will. He accepted what I was saying to him. He needs guiding, and only you can and only you will. Put him in the right place where he can be led in the right spirit, Heavenly Father. Only you can and only you will. Fix it, Jesus. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory that every one of my children made it back home safely. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory for allowing all my children to come home, Heavenly Father. Have mercy, I pray thee, Only you can and only you will fix it, Lord. I hadn't seen Chance in so many years, Lord, but she came knocking on my door. Only you can and only you will. I ask that you turn her around, Lord. Turn Chance around for her good. I haven't seen Raven, but she came knocking on the door. Amir, they came knocking on my door, and it was you who did it, Lord. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory. Have mercy, I pray thee today, Lord. You're a good God, you're a loving God, you're a kind God, and you're a just God. You hear a mother's cry, and I thank you for hearing my cry today, Lord. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory this morning. In Jesus' name. And I decree and declare that the blood is on all our doorposts that will keep the enemies away. Back, back, devil, back, back. Get your filthy hands off God's feet in the name of Jesus. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. And I seal this prayer that no retaliation will come up against it, because I seal it with your blood, your wonder-working blood, your almighty blood, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for looking beyond my faults and finding my needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sister Mary, we can't hear you, Sister Mary, if you're there.
God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God. God, we honor you, Lord. We thank you. We say hallelujah be to your name, God. God, I thank you. I praise your name. We thank you for each brother and sisters that are gathered together on this prayer line, Lord God, this morning. Coming, Lord God. Adoring you, Lord God, blessing your name, Lord God, waking up this morning, Lord God, with you on our minds, O Lord God. And just as Pastor Hosler is saying this morning, Lord God, this is a new day, a day that you have made, Lord God, and we are blessed and glad in it, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We said thank you, Lord God. We said thank you, Lord God. God, we know, Lord God, that you are God and you still sits on the throne, Lord God. You still are on the throne, Lord God. The yea and nay is in your hands, O Lord God. God, so we thank you and we bless your name, Lord God. And as we come together to pray and to intercede on behalf of our children, Lord God, on behalf of the children, Lord God, God, you said peace should be there. They are taught by you, Lord God, and peace shall be in our children, Father God. So, God, we pray, we bring them to you right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As many are entering into schools, O Lord God, from the ones who are entering into college, going there and forth, these schools are opening up, Lord God, and we see the pandemic that is going on, Lord God, that it has brought great fear among the nations, O Lord God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over these children right now in the name of Jesus as they go back into these buildings, O Lord God, as they are being taught virtually, Lord God. We pray over them right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Let your mighty hands be upon them, O Lord God. Those teachers, O Lord God, who's responsible for a new way of teaching, Lord God, a new way of not being virtually, not being in front of their children, Lord God, but they've got to still have that love and that calling, Lord God, and which you have called them to, Lord God, to teach, Lord God. So, God, we pray, Lord God, that our children's minds are open, Lord God. They are open to learning, Lord God, from the communications of the computers, O Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, that lines, O Lord God, will be open, Lord God, for communication, Lord God, that the computers won't break down, the line, there will not be any interference, Lord God, as they virtually learn, Lord God, from home, from wherever they are. God, we pray for the discipline of the parents, O Father God. oh God, it is their responsibility, Lord God, to talk to their children, Lord God, and help them to understand that this is important, Lord God. And we pray, oh Lord God, over them, Lord God, that they may not give up, Lord God. We ask you to strengthen them, Lord God, and meet every need, Lord God, as they too has to go back and forth to work, Lord God, while their children are either learning at home, Lord God, or away in college, oh Lord God. God, we pray your hands is upon them, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just pray for just excellency, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. All be done in excellency, Lord God. God, that you will cover them, Lord God. God, that they will not miss a beat in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that need to be in first will be in first and second and so far on. If they are college freshmen, Lord God, they are coming in as a college freshman, learning new things, oh Lord God, having great comprehension, oh Lord God, of where they are going and where they're supposed to be in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh Lord God, as they travel back to their dorm rooms and they travel back to their college campus, oh Lord God, that God, you will pave the way, Father God, and you will keep your hands up on them, Lord God. You will keep your hands up on them, Lord God. You will shatter your love up on them, Lord God. Lord God, that they may be taught, God. You said they are first taught of you, Father God. So God, we pray, Lord God, that what they have in them, Lord God, that know that you, Lord God, is a God that will take care of them, Lord God, will lead them on the right path, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. And Lord God, as we got a little part of a summer left, oh Lord God, where kids have idle time, oh God, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord God. Keep them safe, oh Lord God. Let no harm and danger come upon them, Lord God. Let them be instructed, oh Lord God, even by you, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they may see a right way and not a wrong and evil way in this idle time that they have, Lord God, that they're running to and fro on the street selling water or they're finding guns, oh Lord God, and not knowing what to do with them, Lord God, and harming one another, Father God, getting in a car and not knowing how to drive it, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, we cover our children this morning. We plead the blood of Jesus over them this morning. God, they are yours. They are little ones, oh Lord God, that needs to be taught, Lord God. They are a generation, Lord God, that will go on and will carry on, Lord God, will be our doctors and be our lawyers, be our pastors, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we cover them with the blood of Jesus, oh Lord God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Keep your hands upon them, Lord God. Keep your hands upon them, Lord God. You said they are taught, Lord God, by you, Lord God. And so, God, we just pray over them right now and say, greater is the peace of our children in the name of Jesus. We love them, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, I come to you, Lord, just praying, Lord, for the ones that the schools are closed, Lord, you know everything, Lord. You know schools are closed. Some of the schools are closed, Lord. I'm praying for the mothers, Lord, that got to be there with their kids, Lord, and praying for the kids, Lord. Oh, you heard each and every prayer, Lord. Oh, yes, you did, Heavenly Father. You know each and every prayer request, Lord, and those that were praying and putting in, adding in as people pray, Lord, you heard every word, Lord. So I just touch you. I agree with each and every one of them, Lord, and I ask you to answer each and every prayer because that's who you are. And I connect each prayer with Father who art in heaven. How be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, our glory. You are our Alpha and our Omega, Lord. And we love you with all our heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all these prayers. Thank God for the praises. Thank God for every sister and brother who's here today. And we're at the top of the hour. We're going to go ahead and pray for these requests that God has given us today. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for just giving us an opportunity to be in agreement, oh God. Lord, we pray for Jessie, oh God. You continue to increase and enlarge her territory, oh God, and help her, Lord, that she will be able to make good, sound decisions, that she will have peace of mind, oh God. We just pray for the peace of God to be upon her mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, if there's any confusion, Lord, we pray, Father, today that there will no longer be confusion. We pray for Pastor Pam that her mouth will be healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We're blessing your holy and righteous name, oh God. We pray for Sister Helen and Sister Marie, oh God, and each and every person here this morning, oh God. We pray, God, today that you will help us to keep our eyes on thee, oh God, and not on the circumstance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today for every family member, oh God, connected to each and every one of us today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying, oh God, for our Darlene B, oh God, Darlene M, Lord Jesus, Apostle Horsley, the Mary, oh God, our Sister Tracy, oh God, our Sister Lois, oh God, Darlene M, Lord, and Sister Grace, God, our Charlene, oh God, and Janice, oh God, Evangelist Janice, Sister Nicole, oh God, Sister Linda. We pray for Charmaine, oh God, Sister Charlotte, oh God. We pray, God, today for Pastor Scholastica and Sister Jeannie, oh God. We pray for Sister Tracy, Lord, Sister Belinda, Lord, our Sister Juanita, our Sister Deborah, oh God, our Sister Helen, Lord. We are praying, oh God, for those whose names I didn't call, but we pray, Lord, for those who come and share in what we're doing here, oh God. We're doing a work for you, God. We are in agreement with your word, Lord. And everything, oh God, that is done, we pray, Lord, that it would be done decently and in order, oh God, no matter what we're doing, oh God. We're thanking you, Father, today for blessing prayer intercessors and warriors across this world, oh God, because we desperately need prayer in this time, oh Lord. We just thank you, Lord, today, and we make a declaration today that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We are decreeing today, oh God, that we walk by faith and not by sight, oh God, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. We decree and declare this morning, oh God, that we are above and not beneath. We're blessed and cannot be cursed, oh God. And when the enemy comes against us one way, he must flee seven ways. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And when the enemy comes in to eat up our flesh, he will stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus, because you are working miracles in our lives, oh God. The miracles, the signs, and the wonders, they do follow us because we do believe in you, oh God. And we decree this morning that we will not be fearful. We are trusting in you, oh God, and you are strengthening us each and every day, oh God. Though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because you are with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, oh God. And we thank you, God, today that every demonic spirit that would even try to attach itself to our lives or try to interfere with our lives shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So I thank God for everybody. Thank you for being here. We will be back tomorrow and come together as we agree with God. As two or three are gathered here, we know that God is working miracles. He's doing great things. And we will continue to come and bring our testimonies, and we will bring our prayer requests, and we will see God working miraculously. I love each and every one of you, and we will be blessed and not cursed. And I decree that we will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.